Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Be homeowners with
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Smaller deposits. There's much more choice now of, say, 95% mortgages. Is there any sign of that changing, either with interest rates going up or with lenders becoming choosier about whom they lend to?
Yes, so in the first part, we've already seen swap rates move up within the last 6 months. As a result of this, some of the mortgage rates are also going up, and this is without any actual underlying rise in the base rate. So, for example, Yorkshire Building Society, they launched arguably the biggest range of 95% mortgage deals last November at some very competitive low rates, which undercut a lot of the government's help to buy mortgage deals. However, in the last couple of months alone, the rates on these mortgages have already increased. In the last couple of weeks, they've gone up by 20 basis points. Similarly, Aldermore, through the government's help to buy scheme, launched a range of 95% mortgages, and the rates have also gone up on these deals. And aside from that, you've got wider mortgage regulation coming into force in the next month and a half. This will put pressure